Yeah, okay, so what we're going to do is the very question of the shir itself. The question of the halacha of Talmud Torah, Limud Torah, on Tisha B'av. Yeah. So the question, of course, is,
Well, we could hear some background noise. Perhaps whoever's speaking there could you put on the mute button or lower their voices.
Yeah, put on the mute button.
Yeah. Okay, in other words, the very halacha of Talmud Torah. What's the halacha of the negiah to Talmud Torah on Tisha B'av? Hold on a second. Rambam would appear. The Rambam says, "V'osim likros b'tishabov b'torah b'nizima b'tshuvim b'mishne b'aloches b'gemara b'agot." The Rambam's Perikei Aloch Yiralas. "V'ina kore ela b'iyov b'kinis b'dvarim aroyim shebiyim yar." Yeah. So it seems a very, from the Rambam on the surface, it seems a very restricted program. I mean, it would even seem that the question is, how can we even start this year? I'll tell you the truth, when I started going through this week, I didn't know whether we'd have this year. But the answer is that there's no question that halachas that are nageya, lamaisa in Tisha B'av, that is definitely mutter. That's an impossibility that it should be otherwise. So therefore, I mean, the mere fact that you place the call is a shaila as to whether we're allowed to learn. So I mean, that being the case, and we have to answer the question. So therefore, I mean, so far as this year is concerned, the shir on Talmud Torah itself, it's outside of the realm of the restricted program of the Rambam. Because anything which is halacha b'negeya to lamaisa on Tisha B'av, in other words, there's two types of limud. There's a limud which is a limud l'shem Talmud Torah, and then there's a limud which l'manatam osam shmatam lasosam, which means that you simply can't do a mitzvah without learning. But that kind of limud, of course, the kinyan of the day is exempted from that kind of a limud. Because otherwise the whole kinyan of the day will be impossible. You simply couldn't keep Tisha B'av. So therefore, we certainly are permitted to engage in the question of Talmud Torah itself. Immediately, without any problems, because that's a practical question, halacha l'maisa, of what we can learn and what we cannot learn on Tisha B'av. So the Rambam, of course, is based on the Gemara. The Gemara might have gotten, okay, and we'll get to the Gemara soon. But if you take a look at the Rambam, you'll see an interesting thing. That the Rambam, in so far as the whole structure of the day of Tisha B'av, the whole structure of the day of Tisha B'av, according to the Rambam, was a unique kind of a phenomenon. Not like you imagine at first sight. And the Rambam really is the halacha of Tisha B'av, according to the Rambam, is based on the halacha midaraisa in the beginning of Hilchos Taanis. And that is mitzvah sasei min haTorah lizok olaria b'chatzotros or kol tzora shetova latzibor. So, and then the Ram continues the dover zemi darkei atshuva. Okay, so the halacha is that b'zman shetova tzora v'yizak olel v'yoriu yeda kol shebiglam asem arayim urolahem. So v'zehu sheyigrim lohasir atzora me'alem. So the halacha arises when there's an eis tzora, so you chayiv in tzaka, tefillah, tainus, and tzaka. Then the Rambam says in Perikei, Yeshom Perkei Lachalot, Yeshom Yom Shekodeshom Esanim Bohem, Nebnei Atzores She'iru Bohem, Kidei Le'orer Alevavos, Lestoach Darkei Atshuva. Okay, so what is the difference between the Tzoros over here and the Tzoros in the first parak, which is Midaraisa? I'm not saying there's not a key of Midaraisa, but the Chi of Midaraisa. The Chi of Midaraisa is in Perek Aleph. So apparently the Chi of Midaraisa is when a Torah occurs for Klal Yisrael. It means that something, a tragedy occurs, and we're in an Ace Torah, so we're Chayev and Zaka and Sila and Tainis in order to avert the Torah. So the Torah should be averted. But over here, on the difference between that, it means that there's an imminent danger. So when you face an imminent danger, so you chayev in tshuva and sila and zaka in order to remove the imminent danger. Over here, we're not in an imminent danger. Nothing new has occurred. There's no new occurrence of an ace star. But what it means is that we're suffering the effect of an old Torah. You see, Mibnei HaTorah She'iru Bohen. Okay? So, now it's a different kind of a state. It means that there's a Chiyav Midaraisa when an Eitz Torah occurs, the Mispal and the Misanen, Tshuva, in order that the Midas HaRachman should prevail and the Torah should be averted. Over here is a different situation. There is no immediate Ace Torah, but there were Torahs many years ago, and these Torahs, we still suffer the effects of these Torahs. So the Rambam says that those kinds of Torahs, so Kol Yisrael and Mis'anim Bayim. And what's the reason? The reason is, the Rambam says, why? The years of the Kol Maaseinu Haroyim Mamaseh Avoseinu Shehoya Kamaseinu Ata, that our, apparently over here, it's not an area where you could have respect for those predecessors. On the contrary, the Rambam says, Maaseinu Maaseinu Haroyim Mamaseh Avoseinu Shehoya Kamaseinu Ata, that the Maaseh Avoseinu were Goram as well. And Atche Goram Lohem V'lonu Osanato. So their Maisim, which are like our Maisim at the present, and have been responsible for the effects of the Tzoros that we face today. And namely, today it's of course the Churban Habayit. It means that there's a chiyuv nachpesa derachinu v'nachkara v'nashuva l'Hashem. So it means that we have a chiyuv to investigate into our own averis and to see these averis and the averis of our predecessors, which are of the same type, in order that we should be tshuva from both of them. Over here we have, where the chiyuv is to make a breach between to make a change in ourselves, and a breach between ourselves and the maisei avoseinu that were evil. And that's the pasuk of v'smadu asavonon v'yasavonon. So at any rate, getting back to the Rambam's structure of Tisha B'Av. So what is Tisha B'Av essentially? Essentially, according to the Rambam, Tisha B'Av is an extension of the mitzvah same deraisa, lizek v'loriya v'chaseitzer. The only thing is, it's not zaka anymore. Zaka is where there's an imminent tzach. But over here, it's simply only one half of the picture is in existence. We're suffering the effects of an old tzach. So because of that, certain elements are applied, namely tshuva and tainus. So according to the Rambam, tainus is really a halacha, which is an extension of the mitzvah, including the tainus of Tisha B'Av. It's interesting. see any mentions. Ve'ev lohen. Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei. Asir B'Teves. Okay, Zayin B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. He mentions them all the same. So these Dalet Tzomos, these Dalet Tzomos which we are Masaneh, including Tisha B'Av, so what is the Machayev? The Machayev, according to the Rambam, is not Avelos. It's not Avelos, but it's a Locha of Eis Tzar. The Machayev is Eis Tzar. The kindness is simply because of Eis Tzar, and it really is not, it's not Avelos. Interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't bring in Avelos. It doesn't bring in Avelos in Tisha B'Av till later, As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that Tisha B'Av, the essence of Tisha B'Av, is not Avelos. He corroborates what he says in the beginning in Halacha Yud, Parakei Halacha Yud, where he says, V'osu b'sicha shel tainya g'ben ilas ha-sandel v'tashmish ha-mita ki yeim ha-kipur. So the surim and the inuyim stem really, according to the Rambam, the Ne'ilas HaSandal, for instance, which many Rishon learned that these Inuyim really are from Dini Avelos. But you see, according to the Rambam, it's not from Dini Avelos. It's really from the Halacha of Tainus, from Yom HaKippurim. It's modeled after Yom HaKippurim, and that the Rambam is diametrically opposed to the other Rishon that learned that the Inuyim are really extensions. Which are derived from Avelos. So here again you see the Rambam, according to the Rambam, Tisha B'Av essentially, the essence of Tisha B'Av is really a Yom HaTainus. It's a Yom HaTainus, which is the Machayev is really the Machayev of the, of an Eis Tzar. The only thing is that it's only certain elements of the Eis Tzar. The effects of the Eis Tzar. But Avelos really doesn't, the Rambam doesn't mention Avelos in the essential, structure of Tisha B'Av. Now, where does the Rambam mention Avelos? Avelos he mentions first in the same Halach of Talmud Torah, in Halach Yidal, where he says, Talmidei Chachamim ein nosnim zelo ze shoa b'Tisha B'Av. Elo yoshvim dovim v'nenochim kavelim. So the Rambam, states that the Halacha of Avelos, according to the Rambam, is expressed strictly by the in the case of the Talmud Chacham. An interesting thing; he doesn't say anything about the Sheor Olam. He says the Talmid Chacham Mayoshvin Dovin V'Nochim Kavelo. So according to the Rambam, the Talmud Chacham only the Talmid Chachamim really are engaged in the Avelos of the Inyan of the Yoma of Tisha B'Av. As a matter of fact, he says, the Nosan Lem Amoret Shalom, the Amoret, I mean, the Ram doesn't say the Amoret was included, because the Amoret were included, so then he should have said, V'osur, them Ovar Amoret, the Nosan Shalom, so then Marzirlo. But Ram says, no, the Nosan Lem Amoret Shalom, Marzillo besofer rafa v'kaved rafa. It would seem, according to the Rambam, that the day was really split up into two different groups. The Talmid Chachamim, the Yoshvim Dovim and Menachem Kavelim, and then the Ameorot. Then the Rambam brings in the also likros petisha of the Torah of the Nevi'im of the Ksuvim of the Mishnah of Alachas of the Gemara of Agadas. Okay, then the Rambam brings in the restriction of Limud and so far, and the halachic restriction where there's an issur. So there apparently the Amoret is included. So then again you see before also the Rambam has this differentiation. The Rambam has this differentiation with regard to the halacha of the Suda Masechet, where the Rambam mentions the iser of the iser of regard to Surah Masekes. He says, then he says, then the Ram says again, the medvam amorim she'achalav tishubav achar chatzot, avalim sod kodem chatzot, afapishu mafsik bo, okal mashi yetzot. Erev tishubav shcholiyaz, Shabbos hoshaz kol tzorgo. Then he says like this, v'chein tishubav atzim shcholiyaz v'shabbos, inim achat kum. Then he says, zui midas kol ha'om, she'enam yecholon lizbol yoser midai. Okay, so midas kol ha'om apparently is only tafshul echad, mesudah. Aval chasidim arishonim kachayim idosim. Erev tishubav mevim lo lo'odim levad el pas chareva b'melach, v'shorah b'mayim v'yoshev b'intana v'kirayim, v'ochlo v'shosa lo akitin shamayim b'daigo v'shivamon shmamon v'chiyo, k'mishen meisom mutu lefon. Again, the Rambam mentions distinguishing between the om and between the chasidim arishonim. Kozer roi lachachomim lasos. Akorv mitha. The Rambam already distinguishes, again, he breaks up the arm into two groups. He says, there's midas kolom, the midas of the amei haaretz, the kolom. But then he says, but the talmidei chachomim are different, and they should at least do something close to what the Hasidim Arishonim did. And the Rambam mentions his own experience, and the Anenu lo achalnu erev tishbav tavsha, afilu shel adashim, linkin erev shabbos. Rambam mentions that he never even ate in the Surah Masekes. And the Rambam Surah Masekes was the only Surah. It wasn't like people do a Surah before. The only Surah, only ate was bread in it. Okay. Yeah. So you see the Rambam apparently, and here the Rambam makes a big split. He's totally different. And the other Shitas HaRishonim, it's interesting. The other Shitas HaRishonim hold that it's all Lachas Navelos. You see, there's a difference as to whether the Yisit on the Torah is an Isser in Avelos, or whether it's an Isser in Tisha B'Av in the Yom HaKlein at the Kol. Yeah. But the question, of course, I mean, all the other Shem learn that the essence of Tisha B'Av is simply like everybody is Avelos. Of course, I mean, insofar as the main mitzvah of the Yom, the objective of the Yom. The objective of the Yom will be the same, but it's from different approaches. What is the objective of the Yom? The objective of the Yom is Tshuva. Darchei Tshuva. That's really the whole objective. And Tshuva is not accomplished, so then the Yom loses its entire purpose. But the difference between the Rambam and between the other Rishonim is where exactly, from where the mitzvah tshuva derives. According to the other Rishonim, the mitzvah tshuva derives from Avelos. Okay, if the mitzvah tshuva derives from Avelos, well, what is the concept? What is the idea? The Rambam formulated in Ilchus Avel, Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, Allah is based. Everybody's familiar with the idea that the Rambam holds that Avelis is a Kiyam B'Lev. But you take a look at the Rambam, Kol Mi She'inu Mesabel K'mo She'tivo Chachomim Harei Zeh Achzori. At first sight it sounds like Achzori means that he's heartless. He's cruel because he doesn't feel any sorrow for his loss. He's insensitive. Insensitivity meaning in terms of the personal loss. If you take a look at the Rambam as he continues, he doesn't finish it off. There's Eli Yefachez, the Yedaig, the Yefashfesh, the Masa, the Yazor, the Tshuva. Rambam says that Allah is Yechazor, the Tshuva. So when the Rama says Areza Achzori, it means he's insensitive. Doesn't mean the Rama is not referring to the insensitivity with regard to the personal loss. It's interesting. It's the personal loss is an event where the insensitivity the Rambam is talking about is an insensitivity to the Midas Hadin. That's what I mean. Arez Achzori means he's an Achzor. It means that an event occurred which should remove him from his frame of mind, should shake him, and should make him realize the extent of the Midas Hadin. When a person thinks into the Midas Hadin, what the extent of the Midas Hadin is, so then it's Yifache, Yitai, Yifashresh, Masa, Yaz, Yabachuva. That's why the Rambam continues, Zechol and Nechabur, Shemes, Tidak, Kolachabur, Kula. It's even in the case where it's not a relative. Then the Rambam goes on how the person should be knowing. So in essence,
yeah.
What is the idea? Concept. The idea of a veiler. The objective of Avelis, the Avelis culminates in tshuva. Why? Because Avelis brings the person, when a person sees how flighty, how insignificant his own existence is, how frail his fragile. So then he realizes the nature of his existence, and it places him in a certain perspective, and in that perspective he thinks into the framework of the Midas Hadin, and then he's mefached and he's doeg and he's chozer b'tshuva. So that's really, according to the Rambam, that's the source for the tshuva n'avela. According to the Rishonim, that learned that Tisha B'Av is Avelus, other Rishonim, not the Rambam, according to them, also the Allah is Tshuva. But the source of the Tshuva is different. According to the Rambam, the source of the Tshuva is the same source as the source for Eish Tzorah, the Tshuva, the Tzorah, but not just an imminent Tzorah, but certain Tzorahs that happened in the past. And we still suffer the effects are also Machayev and Tshuva. That's the way Rambam. According to the other Rishonim, it's a different concept. The concept is that we are in the presence of a great Avelus, like the Rambam said before, as like Meso Mutl Lefanov, because of the Chorban Abayis. Because of the Chorban Abayis, because of the situation of the Chorban was Meso Mutl Lefanov. So Midas Hadin is Mesucha, so the Midas Hadin causes us to engage, to be Mefached, Mefashresh, Vemad Maaseinu, and to be Chozer Tshuva. But both agree that Tshuva is the essential objective of the day, but it stems from two different sources. According to the Rambam, from the Mitzvah of Zarko and Chatzotros, and according to the other Rishonim, comes from the fact, from the Chorban Abayis, the Avelis of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. So, but it's interesting. But the Rambam also has the Avelis. The Rambam himself mentions that by the Talmud Chacham, it's before Tisha B'Av. Commission Mason Mutla. But the Rambam apparently held that the phenomenon of Avelis is restricted to one group, to the Talmid Chacham. An interesting thing. Or at least essentially, the Avelis is only, that's what the Rambam says, Avelis is only Talmid Chacham. It's only Talmid Chacham. Now, the Rambam, the only halacha which includes the Amei Ha'aretz is the halacha of Osir Likros, the Tisha B'Av, the Torah, Ben Zima, B'Ksuvim, which is an Isser. There, the halacha was formulated into an Isser. So that, of course, includes everybody. So apparently, when it came to the Shev Al Tasa, the Surim, the Am Eretz were included. But in terms of the positive of it, the Yoshim Dovin v'Nenochen Kavelim, Dovin v'Nenochen, that's only possible only for the Talmid Chacham. Apparently, the Rambam held that it's only possible. Because Chazal already mentioned that not everybody can be misavel on the base of Nidosh. The person has to be on a very high level. Chazal criticized Namaritz because he was wearing black shoes because of the Avelus. He's not on the level. So who are you? You think you're misavel on the Nidosh? So apparently the Rambam held that it's not possible. The Amaya Oretz really to engage in Avelus for the Churban Abayit. Because you can't engage in Avelus Chadasha, everybody can engage in it. Because the personal loss, everybody has these kind of attachments, therefore everybody can experience Avelus. But Avelus Hashanah, the Avelus of the Migdash, that's a different story. You can't be Misabel if you don't understand what the loss is. Don't have the ideas, the proper ideas of the maker. The person feels that today he's perhaps even better off than he would be in the time of the Midrash. Because we're living in a world of tremendous prosperity, and we have much more than we had at any time in history. So it's difficult for a person like this to really, sincerely be the Sabbath for the Midrash. Sabbath for the Midrash is something that requires, according to the Rambam. The Rambam formulated the halacha as well with regard to Tisha B'Av, that it's only possible for Talmidei Chacham. Talmidei Chacham is Yoshim Dovin v'Nenochem Ka'avel. So immediately, it's a strange phenomenon. A strange phenomenon that you have the Ummah split up, broken up into two groups. The Talmidei Chachamim and the Sheor Ha'am. And as I said before, you see the Rambam held that way in Halacha Tes. Do we meet as Kol Ha'am? And then he goes, that's Kol Ha'am, but he says, Kazer Roy Lachachamim Lasas Akarvim. He splits up the people into two systems of meal, the system of meal for the Talmidei Chachamim and the system of meal for the Amehar. That's correct. Strange, it's a strange phenomenon that the way the Rambam's Tisha B'Av sets itself up into two components, two groups, participate two different ways in the Yom of Tisha B'Av. And essentially, and that's no doubt why the Rambam had to base the Heinuyim on Yom Kippur in Taina, and not on Avelus. Because if it were based on Avelus, apparently, the Am wouldn't be included. The Am, the Shaar Am, wouldn't be included. So the Shaar Am is included because it's based on Taina. Based on Taina. Okay. Now, just give me a second. The question, of course, is that why is it and how is the Am included in the Isser of Tamatar? Yes. Interesting is the question is a very basic question. It's a question that's dealt with by the Rishonim. We have an Isser Talmud Torah by Avelus, and you have an Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, and we'll see that according to the Rambam, this again is very interesting. According to the Rambam, these are two separate Isser. Most Rishonim are basically Paskin for the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Paskin, that the Ovel, the Issa Talmud Torah, the structure of the Isra Kamatara for the oval is identical with the structure of the Isra Kamatara for Ishaba. They're both identical. And as a matter of fact, the Halacha mentions a very strange thing, that an oval is allowed to learn all the things that a regular person can learn on Tisha B'Av. For instance, Varm Kinis. Varm Aram should be Yemio. It's okay for Novel to learn it. What Shaykh of Novel have with Varm Aram should be Yemio? It doesn't make any sense on the surface. Okay. But we'll see when we learn the sources in the Shonim of how that came about. But that is only in the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the other Shittas. But the Rambam never had such a halach. The Rambam never had such a law. The Rambam in Hilchas Eichel was totally different. Rambam's like this. In Hilchas Eichel, Perek Yigimol Halacha Tet. Ein Omrim Shmua V'Hagada B'Veis V'Evel Av Eliyoshvin Dovin. The Lashon is over here. And then he says like this. Minayin sha'ovol osa b'divrei Torah, hare nemal yeseskel he'onek dom. Okay. He'onek dom means that he has to suffer on inkas osa, of a dom quietly. Then he says like this. Tezayin. Osa likros b'torah b'nezian u'b'tsuvim the Lishnos, the Mishnah, or the Medrash of Ba'alachah. There's a separate Lachah, then where Rabbi Tzvichon was Mutter. Okay. But the Isser in the Rambam doesn't mention anything over here, like he mentions in Tisha B'Av. The Eina Korel of the Eiv of the Kinis, the Dvarim Aram Sheb Yom Yav. The Rambam by Hilchas Eivel, the Rambam holds, is that he's Isser in everything. Also look at the Torah, Benazim, Bixudim, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, Meshav Alochis. Absolutely across the board, according to the Rambam. Everything is us. Why is everything us, according to the Rambam, by an Avo? The reason is because it's a different source. The source is Ha'onek Dom. Ha'onek Dom means that he must be quiet. It's the same source for Shelah Shol. Dom. So it means that when is a person really speaking? Person is speaking in Divrei Torah. That's the real dibur. Not from another the baritabon. The real dibur is really in Divrei Torah. The Isser by the Ovel is really based on Heonik Dom, which is an Isser of dibur. Sheila, two things are derived from the Gemara. Derives two things from Heonik Dom. Sheila Shalom, the Talmud Torah. The other Rishonim have problems with this, and we'll see they learn differently. But the smooth way, I mean, the way the Rambam learns is the smoothest way in terms of the Gemara itself, and that the Isser of El is completely different than the Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. The Isser of El is derived from the Onik Dom. So it comes out an interesting thing. It comes out, according to the Rambam, that the Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, the Talmud Chacham exceeds the Isser for the Amorah. I mean, because the Rambam says Yoshin Dovins and Enochim Kavelim. So it would seem that the Talmud Chacham, since he introduces Avelis, will come under Heonek Dom, which would mean really in everything. So it comes out that the special program, the Osir Likros, the Tisha B'Av, the Torah, and Zim, the Ksuv, and Mishnah, and the Gemara, by Goddess, and the Kol, and the Kis, the Zom, and the Rosh, and the was a separate issue, separate program that was introduced for the Amei'ah. In other words, that the general population, in who are not under Onyx Dome, but they are free because they're not really engaged, not really Yoshim the Dovim and Enochim Kavelim. So for them, there was an issue was made to limit the program of Limud. That the program of Limud is limited. In other words, it's limited to those areas that are tied to Inyana Dinyama. Those areas that are tied to Inyana.
Excuse me, I think somebody has their the mute button on, off. We can hear your conversation. Can so whoever is not, everybody except for Rebbe, please turn on the mute button so we can hear you.
Say it again? Turn on the mute button?
No, it's for everybody else except for you, Rebbe. There's somebody, we can hear the background noise, and then you're getting cut off here.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, you see, by Tishba, the Gemara time is stuff lamed, so the Gemara says that Tishba, Pikudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chalei. So the Isir, so it's two different Isur. You see, according to the Rambam, it's completely two different Isur. The Isir, the Nageya to Tishba of Talmud Torah, is based on the Pasuk, Pikudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chalei. The Isir b'negeya to Avelus is an Isir of Heoneg Dom. It's a completely different Isir. So it would come out, and it comes out basically, according to the Rambam, if you follow through logically, that Talmud Chacham Zonda Heoneg Dom, he didn't need the Isir. But the Isir basically was that an individual should not engage in Tumchas Alev on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, for the Am Haaretz, there is the Isser, Talmud Torah, and a very restricted program for Tisha B'Av. So the, in other words, just to sum it up, in Tisha B'Av, according to the Rambam, the Isser is Tikkudi Hashem Rishon Mishon Chalev. The Isser B'negeya to Avelus is Heoneg Dom. Two completely different realms. Two completely different Isser. Interesting is, of course, the Gemara on Tainus Daf Lama, the difficult Gemara, which according to the Rambam fits in very well. Yeah. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, yes, sir. Okay. Daf Lama no Lama. Tana Rabban. Kol mitzvot ha-noagos bo'ovel noagos b'tishabot. And that member, that brisa, is really the source of the break between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. But the other Rishonim took the brisa to mean that the mitzvahs, also b'chilo, b'siyo, b'sicho, b'nidos, b'tanu, b'kashu, shamito, is all these things, the inuyin, derive from avelos. On the surface, the brisa is mashmavela. The Rambam did not take it to mean it. The Rambam apparently took it that it happens to be that way, but not for the same reason. Then it says, "V'asu likros b'tar benzim l'tzuvim v'lishnas v'mishnas v'tam letters v'alochas v'gadot." Now here you have machloket tanaim. Rab Meir says, "Avol korehu b'makom she'ino rogo likros v'shona b'makom she'ino rogo lishna v'kore b'kinos b'yu v'dvarim alayim she'b'yumiyahu." And then the correct use is the tinoko shall base rabon einon detail. Mishum shenemar pikude yisharon pikude yashem shem samchalei. And then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says af ena kore b'makom she'ena rogel. Even the makom she'ena rogel is not kore. The ena shana b'makom she'ena rogel. Avol kore b'iru b'kinus b'tvaron shabiyon the tinoko shall base rabon detailin bo. So interesting is the machlokes. It's a very difficult machlokes to understand. What's the machlokes in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? So Rav Meir says that They both quote the same pasuk, "Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chilei." So according to Rav Meir, the logic of the Yisur is there's no intrinsic Yisur Tamatara on Tisha B'Av. It can't be an intrinsic Yisur. There's no formal Yisur. But the fact is, an individual cannot engage in an activity that Nesameach Leiv, which is a part of the Sasri to the Avelis. So therefore, he can't learn Torah because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chilei. But then Reb Meir says, very logical. He says, now Reb Meir's case, Reb Meir is talking about a person that learning means he's studying a text. So Reb Meir's like this. And if it's an old text, one that he studied before, then it's up. That's Nesam Chilei. But if it's a new text, the Dabra Sheina Rogel, then it's Mut. So what's the difference between a new text and an old text? The difference is as follows. Now, what does it mean when it says Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chilei? What does it mean? It's not like most people think that it means the enjoyment of a spark. It's not simply the enjoyment of a spark. Because if it were that enjoyment, the enjoyment of a spark, then it wouldn't make any difference between learning something new and learning something old. On the contrary, the new is more exciting and more enjoyable. But it would seem that the idea that Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chilei is not a reference, as it's a breaking through a Torah, but it's a reference to the beauty of the organization of the Pekudei Hashem. The Pekudei Hashem are systematically constructed, and there's a certain beauty when a person can have an overview and sees an area and understands how the Pekudei Hashem are worked out. How the he sees the ingenuity and the chachma with which the Pekudei Hashem are spanning area. So Reb Meir says that's only in the area which he has already learned, where he understands the area and he sees how Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvot are laid out in that area, so that leads to Simchas Aleih. But where he's learning a new area, something which is completely new, is Dovah Sheina Rogel, so that Simcha cannot prevail, he can't have it. So therefore, Reb Meir says, there's no reason that there should be an Issa. So it's 100% Mutter, because as I said, there's no structural Issa of Talmud Torah, just an Issa of Simchas Aleih. But there we say there's no Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chilei because it's a Makom Sheina Rogel. Yeah. So the question is, so what is a Yehuda? You're not leaving any place for a Yehuda. Again, to learn that the Machlekes of whether a person has become Sameach or not is something new is very superficial. That's not a psychological question, it's a question of the seer. But the idea, the concept of Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chilei is a certain kind of a Simchas Aleih. It would appear, it's not the Simcha of Svara, but then it doesn't make any difference in the new and the old. It's the Simcha of seeing the Chochmas Hashem and how the Pekudei Hashem formulation for the Pekudei Hashem. So a new area, you don't have a grip on it, and you can't have it. Yeah. But the question is, what does Reb Yehuda, how could he disagree with it? Where is there a place to disagree? So I think the answer is, according to the Rambam, the Machlokes Tanoim becomes understandable. Because what does Rebbe Yehuda say? Again, we mentioned the Girsa Rif.
has brought down the riff and the rush, which has brought down the bottom of the Gemara, is that there will be another difference. The difference will not only be with regard to the areas that one can learn, but the difference will also be with regard to Tinyok HaShabbos Rabbah. So we have a clue. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tinyok HaShabbos Rabbah is the Talmud book. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not. Apparently that somehow or other is tied in to the picture. Tied into the picture. Yeah. Both work together. Well, according to the Rambam, I think this resolves the question that we were just dealing with. The question we're just dealing with is, how is it possible to have a day which is split up? The kiyum of the day. The kiyum of the day is split up into two groups. You have the Talmid HaChachamim, and then you have the Hamon Am. But the answer is, you see, that's really the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and between Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Meir, the halach is the Issa Tama Torah is dependent upon the Simchas Aleph. So obviously, if it's a type of room, there's not Simchas Aleph, there's no problem. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the subjective experience of Simchas Aleph that is the Issa Tama Torah. If that were the case, you'd have to agree that something was mutter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is the fact that the yom is a yom of Avelus, and since the yom is a yom of Avelus, there cannot be an isser, an individual experiential isser. In other words, you can't experience Simcha. So then Rav Meir argues very well, because there's a kind of rumor that's outside of this area, which is 100% mutter, because you won't experience any Simcha. And that is something he doesn't know well. He hasn't mastered it yet. He can't enjoy the beauty of the scene that comes before his mind's eye of the Pikuri Hashem. But Rabbi Yehuda says, that the halacha, the Isser of Talmud Torah, on Tisha B'Av is not an individual phenomenon. It's the halacha in the Avelus Shel Yom. That the Tudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, so it's not appropriate for the Ummah to be engaged in the Tudei Hashem on that day. Because that's a Tati Desasri. Tati Desasri to the Avelus. The Avelus Shel Yom. And you see, and according to the Rambam, the way Rabbi Yehuda learned, he introduced the Hamon Am into the Avelus Shel Yom as well. Because our question was, how could you have one Yom, the Yom is split up, as half of the Ummah, part of the Ummah is no leg Avelus, and then the majority of the Ummah is not engaged in Avelus. For them, it's only Yom HaTayim. That's not tolerable in our halachic structure. That's very difficult. So it's difficult. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, really, that difficulty is remote. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha, the Issa Talmud Torah, is not an individual experiential phenomenon. The Issa is that the Ummah cannot be engaged in that about which it is written, Tikkuri Hashem Yisharim Esam Chaylev. So that's why, across the board, it does not make any difference whether the individual is learning something else for the first time, or the second time, or the first time. It doesn't make any difference. Because it's halacha that there cannot be, on this day, a Tati Desasri to the Avelus Shel Yom. Comes out like this. It comes out that the yom is structured in that way, that the avelus yom is essentially yom atinus, but the yom is also a yom of avelus. However, with regard to avelus, and with regard to avelus, everyone's involved. The only thing is that the avelus is expressed in two different ways. The Talmidei Chachamim, Yoshim, the Dovid, and the Enochim Ka'avelim, they express the Kiyum Avelus in the positive form, and the Sha'or Ha'om. The Sha'or Ha'om, through extension, from the Pikudei Hashem Yishor and the Sam Chelei, they participate in the Kiyum Avelus in the entire Am. So really, the Avelus Shoyom, and that, I mean, I think is a Dava Pashit, that the Avelus Shoyom is an Avelus of the whole Am, the whole Tzibur, and it's just a question, according to the Rambam, of how it sets itself up, and what the role of each one is in terms of participation. And that explains very clearly, according to the Rambam, explains very well the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. But it will come out, as I said before, a strange phenomenon, but nevertheless halachically correct according to the Rambam, that the Talmud Chacham's Isser Talmud Torah will be more extensive than the Shaar Am. Because his stems from Heone Dom, and theirs stems from Pikudei Hashem Yishor Matan Chelot. As a matter of fact, you can see the difference between the two participants in terms of the Yisra Tam Tov. According to the Rambam, the Tam Chacham from Heone Dom, according which would be include everything, and for the Am, it'll be from Pikudei Hashem Yishor Matan Chelot, which is a restricted term. Okay. Yeah. Of course, there's one question. The question is, just a question on the idea of the Yisrael Talmud Torah. Pikudei Hashem Yishor Matan Chelot, so why shouldn't it be with regard to these areas as well? Which we'll come back to later. I mean, why shouldn't Pikudei Hashem Yishor Matan Chelot extend to areas of Avelus? Should go to the third area? I mean, the third area, bad things does not take away from the beauty of Pikudei Hashem Yishor Matan Chelot. Moreover, the pasuk, I mean, it's the kash itself on the pasuk. But the pasuk is Pikudei Hashem Yishor Matan Chelot. So the question is, are these Pikudei Hashem and not Pikudei? It doesn't say any exception of it, okay? So since it doesn't have any exception, I mean, it would seem to be difficult. How could you say you can't be Osik and Talmud Torah? Why? Because, or what can you learn? Oh, you can learn these things, Iyur, Dvar, Maron, Shabiyur, and Shabiyo, and Kinnis, which is the Sukkim on Kinnis, those are not the Kudi Hashem. Iyur is not the Kudi Hashem. I mean, it doesn't seem to make any sense. And the Drushes and the Gurdes and all the other things are after our Russell. Yeah, and what about Echo also is much. How could you exclude from Pikudei Hashem certain things? And the Pasuk is not exclusive. Pikudei Hashem is showing some for it means everything. So if it means everything, so you can't have any exception. And that's a powerful question. But that question we'll answer as we continue, hopefully, explaining the other Rishon. But this is the picture of Tisha B'Av according to the Rambam. It's a totally different picture. Yeah. Just give me one second. The Kelim Bo according to Rabbi Yudah, not according to Rabbi Meir. Fits in very well. Because according to Rabbi Meir, this is an individual phenomenon. Rabbi Shabbat Rabbi is not enjoying himself. Sometimes does not enjoy himself. As a matter of fact, Chazal say, Yisrael Mehar Hashem, that they ran away from Har Sinai, the Tinak Abarech and Beis HaSefer. You see, the Tinak's not so happy in the Beis HaSefer. So there's no reason to include him in Chinuch in the Tzam Chelayit. So the reason why, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, fits in perfectly. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is that it must be the entire nation must manifest Averus. For, and therefore the Bitul Tinokos Obeis Rabban is a theme of Averus for the Am. It is a theme of Averus for the Am. It's not a problem for the Tinokos. It's not a problem. It's a problem for the Am. That the Am is completely desolate. Tinokos Obeis Rabban is the Tinokos. That's a sign of Averus. That's a lachan Averus. Okay. Said, just give me a minute. I just want to. Okay. So now the question is. I mean, according to the Rambam. So how is halacha lemaisa be according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, the halacha lemaisa is Talmud Chacham can't give a share. That would seem to be correct. Talmidei Chachamim Yoshvim, the Dovim, the Enochim, Kavir. What? The Oneg Dom. The Oneg Dom. That would appear from the Rama. The Rama from the Rama appeared that Talmidei Chachamim did not give Shiurim in the ultimate situation. That would appear from the Rama. The Oneg Dom. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Onog Dom has very much to do with giving shir. Because the Gemara says in Maya Katan, what does it hold? Yeah. Gemara says that, Vasa Lukas, the Pelgrim, the Shul, the Vishnu, the Mishnah, Chafal Fumanah. In Maya Rabin Shrikhamo, Aina Nimna. If he's Rabban Shrichon Lo, so the Ovel is not Nimnus, he's Tamar Chacham. And Maiseh Omeiz B'no Shal Yav Yossi B'Tzikuit. So it's an unbelievable, earth-shattering story. That his own is, he lost his son, or basically lost his son, and Nichnas L'Beis HaMedrash V'Dorash Kol HaYom Kula. Mar's not bringing it with the Gatah. Mar just wants to bring it to Shara Locha. That since it was Rabban Shrichon Lo, so was Yoshi V'Dorash Kolayom Kulo, there's no issue Talmud Torah. But the Yitz Talmud Torah, he oneg dom. But if the Rabban is Richamo, so he's not in violation because he's not really a posei achtei. He's not really one that he's dom, but he's being drawn. He has to perform because the Rabban is Richamo. But the Gemara says, Vavadlo lo yishaliyamid Turgamon. He has to do, he can't be mom in the Pergamon, because the Pergamon is already like a loudspeaker, is already like he's actually actively involved. But he has to whisper it to somebody, and then they could speak in the Pergamon. But if that's all under the framework of the Yonek Dom. So the Yonek Dom, I mean, you can't say on Tisha B'Av, Rabban Shrichon Lo. I mean, maybe in some sense. Maybe somebody could find a way to work it out. But on the surface, it would seem no, because on the contrary, you can't tell Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av as Rabban Shrichon Lo, because that's exactly what they need them to be Talmud Chacham. The Yoshin, the Dovin, the Ne'enachim Kaveilus. So according to the Rambam, if it comes under Hayana Dom, Talmud Chacham would not be permitted to the Shina. That would not be the role. I'm pretty sure it's not as well. All right, that's the Rambam. Anything else we've got to? By the way, that's not with regard to this year, because as I mentioned before, this is a lachal mat. I'm not saying I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm just bringing out the point. Now the now let's take a look at the other Rishonim. Now the other Rishonim have the Very interesting.
Yeah. We're getting clipped here on this side, so whoever has their mute buttons off, please make sure they have the other mute button on, so we can't hear you. We only want to hear one person. That's Rebbe. Okay. So we can hear the background noise, we can hear the kids talking, we can hear the announcement speakers. That means that the button is not pressed. So please just check it. make sure it's checked so we can't hear you because we're losing stuff in the shiva. Ram Shreifim Law.
Okay. All right. Now the difference that I mentioned before, the practical difference between the Rambam and between the other Rishonim is expressed essentially in by an other. Because according to the Rambam, by an other, he's not mutter in those other things. He's not mutter in the Rambam. There's no shachasan. And as we said before, on the surface, it would seem that it doesn't make any sense, really. The Shulchan Aruch Tzach does not make any sense. That Bar Moran should be Yibiyahu is just a Tisha B'Av. What's it got to do with an Olo? It doesn't have any Shaykh at all. Okay. But fortunately, there's a Tesis that takes it all up and Chof Allah from Al Alpha Maita. Yes. The Taisa is Ba'asu Likras Tatar. So Taisa says, the Tshuva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zekeni Kasav, Ki Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tama, Ya'ose B'nei Evro, Ki'iyo V'Bekinus, U'Bedvar Maram Shebi Yimiyo. Nizlo Tolile B'Shmait, Kimo Tishabot. Shiri Tainus. Yep, because the Gemara is mentioning it over here. And as we said before, it doesn't seem to make sense to mention it over here. Bar Ben Tam apparently agreed with the Rambam, that Eir, Tainus, and Bar Moran Shabi Yemiyo have no shachas for an oval. So the oval's ushering those things. Just like he's also in any other Talmud. Okay. That's the place of Nimr Ben Tam. Okay. So it's interesting. Yes. So he says, it would be mazik nuso chozo vehitte. But then he changed his mind when he got older. Alright? So Ben Tam apparently had two different positions on the matter. In the end, he changed his mind and he held there with mother. Will be Yisham Yomar, Voshona B'Makom Sheinu Rogel. Mashma Shoshona K'mo B'Tishma. Okay, so it's an equation. I've come in, so of course, the price I mentioned before. Kol Mitzvah and August, Lovin August, B'Tishma, Vosmuth is the Torah. Okay, there's an equation. And that's essentially those who shown, everybody besides the Rambam, it appears, took that to mean literally as identical. The Rambam, as we showed, has a totally different way. This is Mashma Lechora Da'ova V'Tishbav Shavim, basically. And that's the way he goes. Kidam B'Sham. So he goes, Shavim is, So the question is like this. The question is, we have to understand, what are the two positions of Rabbeinu Tam? The first position was that it's absolutely up. It's also for the Oval to learn the Yirmiyahu or Yiv. Yiv is the tremendous chachman in metaphysics, and it has no shachas for the Oval. Yeah. So apparently there was a change in the nature of the Issa on Tisha B'Av and on Aved. What was the difference? It would seem that Shosh Rabbeinu Tam held something. That the Issa, the reason why the Ovel is Osir in Talmud Torah is because of Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Leiv. Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Leiv. But it needs to, and the Mesamchei Leiv, it's not the Mesamchei Leiv per se that's Asur, but the Mesamchei Leiv eventuates in a Hesach Adas. It's a Hesach Adas. A Hesach Adas Miyavot. okay? But if, for instance, he's learning Iyuv, or he's learning Midas Adin, and he's learning about the Yirmiyahu, So if he's learning Yirmiyahu, or he's learning Kinnis, so then you can't say that he's Messiah Das from the Avelut HaSholyom. On the contrary, he's engaging in it, actively engaging in Avelut HaSholyom. So that's no problem. The problem is where it's not a problem. They can even answer the question on the Samche Lev. Yes, everything's the Samche Lev. But it's not the Samche Lev that is the problem. The problem is the Samche Lev creates a state of mind which is a Hefchadah. But if a person enjoys something which is the theme of Tisha B'Av itself, there's no, the fact that he enjoys it as a side phenomenon, it's ancillary to his essential activity, that's not a problem. The problem is where it becomes an essential phenomenon which removes him from the Avelut HaSholyom. So if that's the case, if that's the way we understand it, so on Tisha B'Av itself, I don't care in the Samche way. But the whole purpose of the issue is that you shouldn't be Messiah Das and Avelut. The fact is now he's thinking about a theme which is the whole essence of the Avelut HaSholyom, that's the Kiyum HaSholyom. So it's not only us, it's a mitzvah, it's mutter, it's 100%, you should do it. That's where Rabbeinu Tam understood it when he was young. That's the way you understood when he was young. So therefore, by an Avel, it's inappropriate. Because a novel, the theme of a novel is not Chol Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, all those things that are mutter on Tisha B'Av in Limud by a novel is going to be awesome. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam understood it when he was younger, and it makes perfect sense. And it explains the question we asked before about the Pikudei Hashem Yisham Masam Chalev. Some are not all. No, they're all Masam Chalev. But the problem isn't the Masam Chalev, the problem is the Masam Chalev creates a Hefchadah. But if a person's mind is engaged in the themes of the Chodim, so then the fact that he has a side enjoyment, we don't define him as a Messiah. No, on the contrary, he's being defined essentially as one who's engaged and directly involved in the whole essence of the art. Okay? Okay. Yes. So that's Rabbeinu Tam when he was younger. But then when Rabbeinu Tam got older, he changed his mind. The question is, what is the position that he changed to when he got older? Yeah. So Taisus explains why he changed. He changed because he held that there is an equation between Tisha B'Av and between Avil. There's an equation between the two. So since he held that the two are equated, simply there can't be any difference in the program of Limud for Tisha B'Av and the program of Limud for another. That was bothering him. That's what changed his mind. Yes. But what was his final interpretation? His final interpretation seems strange because you're going to get directly involved with the question of Pikudei Hashem Yisrael Masam Chalev. Apparently, he held like this, that the Pikudei, that the Isser and Avelus, he held that the Isser and Avelus and the Isser and Tisha B'Av are both from Pikudei Hashem Yisrael Masam Chalev. Hayonei Dom, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Yad Rishon, was simply a reference. It was a reference. But the reference was to Pikudei Hashem Yisrael Masam Chalev. That's the essence of the Yisrael. It's the same thing on Tisha B'Av, just like the Bracha says on the surface. Same thing on Tisha B'Av, the same thing on Avel. Yeah. But apparently Rabbeinu Tam learned a different idea. And this idea, I believe the Rambam learns as well. And the Rambam would agree with it. And it fits into the Rambam. So it answers the question
The big question, the question that they were facing is, what is Tikkuni Hashem Yishom Asam Chilei? So the answer that Rabbeinu Tam came up with, Le'isik Nuso, solves that problem, and therefore it enables him to paskin, that's why Shulchan Aruch paskins, that an Ovel can study the same thing that a person is studying on Tishma. And that is, that what is the Nesam Chelev? The Nesam Chelev is not from the Pekudim themselves. It's not a simcha of studying the Pekudim. It's not a simcha of a Svara, and it's not a simcha even of seeing the ingenuity of the organization of the mitzvah. Like the Rambam writes in the Pirshim Mishnah, it's Omar Hashem. It means Omar Hashem means that it's all Chachmas. You can see the way the Chachmas Hashem extends to every area, extends it everywhere. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Pikudi Hashem Yisham Esam Chelev, the Simchas Alev, is a result of the fact that when a person studies the Tikkuni Hashem, it brings him to a idea and knowledge and a certain satisfaction that he's korav l'makom, that he's korav l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pesukim, like Moshe Rabbeinu said in this week's parasha of Aschana, "Umi goy gadol asher lo elokim korav me'lav, kav Hashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim." The Pekudim in that are Tzadikim in Yisharim, that brings us to a certain realization when a person sees the beauty of those Pekudim and he realizes how fortunate he is that he has them, so then it brings him to a das, to a simcha of Kiruv Lamakam. Simcha like Ram said, Avodah Shem, simcha Tzuma, simcha Gedolah. And he's fortunate that he's part of the Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Korev Me'lav, Kiruv L'Makom. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is really the simcha. It's a different kind of a simcha. It's a simcha that stems from a person's realization of how fortunate his status is in terms of his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only way he could arrive at that is through Limud. There is no other way. Person can't just sit back and think I'm fortunate. That's not possible. The only way to reach this realization is through limud and through pikudim, through understanding the pikudim Hashem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Amiga gavu asher lo chukum u'mishpatim tzadikim." So the only way to have the realization that he's croving with Hashem is through the limud itself. So that's pikudim Hashem Yisham Asam Chelei. So if that's the Simchas Halev, so then of course Dvarim Haloyim Shebiyimiyo and the Kinnis and Sefer Iyov, which is Sefer that deals with Chav Onesh, is something that doesn't evoke, does not bring that kind of a mental state. On the contrary, Chorban HaBayis, when he studies Chorban HaBayis, he may appreciate the Chachma, but the feeling that he has after the learning is a feeling of the sadness, the feeling of the richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're thrown away, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastised us as an Echot Bey, that Hoya Hashem Ka'oye, because Baruch Hu appeared as an enemy, our enemy, and Hishkuch Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes was threw us to the ground. So it's not Kiruv L'Makom, it's exactly the opposite. It's Richuk. So in Richuk, you don't have that Simchas, that Simchas away, you can't experience it. That Simchas away, you can't experience it. So the pasuk is not, but the pasuk is very good. The pasuk is not exceptional, because the pasuk is not saying Pikuli Hashem Yishom Asam Chelev, some yes and some not. It's not qualifying. It's just saying that the Simchas Halev that a person ultimately can enjoy, the true genuine simcha, is a simcha of Kiruv L'Makom,
and that's only through Kikuri Hashem. Kikuri Hashem is Sharem, because that's the only road to that Simchas Halev. But it doesn't mean that there are not other Pekudim that don't result in the opposite. It just means that the greatness of Pekudi Hashem, this is the road and the root to this kind of a Simcha, is only Pekudi Hashem. The greatness of Pekudi Hashem, one of the aspects of the greatness of Pekudi Hashem is that they're Mesamchelai. And it's only through Pekudi Hashem. Because only Pekudi Hashem can bring to that state of Simcha. But it doesn't mean that all Pekudi Hashem bring to that state. There are Pekudi Hashem where if the person reflects, he's very sad. And realizes that he's distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not a kingdom of Simcha, it's a kingdom of Avel. It's a kingdom of Avel. Okay. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds it. And other also can learn all the same things. And there's an exact equation between Avedas and between Tishmah. That's essentially the Shittas of Hashem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Avelus of Tisha B'Av is not set up like the Rambam's in two separate components that merge into the one concept of Yuma. But the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is really the same for everybody. It's the same for everybody. Same for the Amoret, it's the same for the Tamachar. The only thing is that on the Amoret it's imposed, and on the Tom, with the Talmud Chacham, it's a reality. That's the difference. But the idea of Rabbeinu Tam is the other Rishonim, the Rambam's argument, of course, is how could the Amoret have Avel if he doesn't know what it's Mesabel about? That's the Rambam's argument. Not just to say, what is he a novel? A novel requires a certain realization. But to him, the Midrash is just a big blank. It probably evokes all kinds of chiyuvim and mitzvahs that are going to be more burdensome than he has now. And now he's putter from all the mitzvahs that are annoyed with Mount Abayas. So he can't be yourself, not just for yourself. Let's be honest about it. But the other Rishonim apparently hold that Yadus has a very specific kind of derech in leading man to perfection. And that is, it deals with what you want, but it deals also with what you should want. Like the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah from Rosh Hashanah, they include all the things that the average person has no desire for whatsoever, never even thinks about it. Doesn't concern them whatsoever. But the second half of the tefillah of Bakasha are things that most people not know. But the derech, the system of Yahadus, is that it teaches a person, it tells a person to want something. An interesting thing. Well, one of the great philosophers of the Chachmei Umos Olam used to say that a person can want something, but he can't want to want something. In other words, A person may want to learn, but you can't want to learn. That's not going to work. I mean, if you don't want to learn, you don't want to learn. I mean, you can force yourself to learn, but you can't tell yourself, you can't force yourself to want to learn. That's not possible. And there's a difference, of course. We agree, basically. There's a difference between a person that's learning a masechta, because he has a natural curiosity for what the Masechta has in store for him. He has a curiosity about how the system of Nezikin, of damages, sets itself up in the Torah system of civil law. How does it work? He has a curiosity. He's drawn to the Masechta. He gets up in the morning and he can't wait to open the Gemara to see what's next. How's it going to set itself up next? It's different than such an individual. An individual that gets up in the morning and says, look, I have to learn a doctorate. I must learn a doctorate. Okay, should I do it now or should I do it in the AFL? That's a different type of an individual. you could want to learn, but you can't want to learn. Doesn't mean you can't learn. Learn, but it's not out of a desire. It's force. Two different phenomena, and that really separates the genuine Talmud Chacham from the Amon Ha'am. Again, I mean the separation. The Talmud Chacham is interest in learning is a natural interest, and he follows his own curiosity and his own desire for knowledge. Whereas by the Amoris can learn also, but it's imposed. It's externally imposed. But Rabbeinu Tam argues, Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, that's true, but that's really the Derech of Yehadis. Yehadis disagrees with the philosophy. But Yehadis maintains that while it's true you can't want to want something, but Yehadis maintains a person is capable of change. That through direction, a person can change and actually make an essential change in his personality. And it's true you can't want to want something in your current personality. But through a step-by-step procedure, through a step-by-step program, an individual can arrive at a state where things that he wanted before he doesn't want now. And conversely, things that he didn't want before he wants now very much. So Yehadus believes in Bechila. And Yehadus believes in Bechila. What's the method of getting a person to engage in Bechira? First thing is you have to tell him what he must want, what he must desire. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Avelus is equal in all of Klal Yisrael, has no differentiation. It's true, the Amoritz really doesn't know what he's mourning about. That is true, but nevertheless, he knows that he should be mourning. He knows that this is something he's missing, and he should be a mourning, and he should try to find out. And if this year he doesn't know, maybe next year, by next year through gaining knowledge and through limud, he'll be able to have some idea of what the tragedy of Churban Beis HaMikdash is. And that's the way the halacha system works. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha is avelus, it's equal. And whatever is in Ovel is also in Tisha B'Av. They're both identical. The Inuim and everything stems from Ovel. That's the right. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Eyon Adom. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can give a shir on Tisha B'Av. That'll actually be a difference between the Rambam and between Rabbeinu Tam. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no risk. There's no risk, and on the contrary, if a person just waits his time on Tisha B'Av, it's no less of an avera, pickle pera, than it is all year round. The same exact. No difference. The only thing is, there's a limit is restricted. But but in terms of learning, it's the same day in terms of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The only thing is that you cannot engage in the limud, which results in the Mesamche Lev, which is opposite to the state that we're in today, which is Churban HaBayis, which is Hishlach Mishamayim Eretz Tiferet Yisrael. That we can't enjoy. We cannot enjoy. Neither God Lashon Lo or Kiv Kareim Lo. That's not possible. Okay. All right. Just give me 5 minutes, and I'll come back with something I want to mention with regard to the concept of the Avela Shoyam. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody there?
Yeah, we're ready to continue.
Okay. I just want to add one thing to the that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Aldusa, when he was younger, it would be a mitzvah to give a shiur because it's a kiyum in the Avelos of the young. I mean, according to the second, according to the Lays of Yusso, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. But it, but Bialduso, he held there was a loch of Esradat, and on the contrary, the limud is, this limud is something which engages the individual in the theme of the day. So that's, so it's a positive thing. It'd be even a mitzvah point about that. Okay. That's what comes out from the, that comes from Allah. Now, what I want to go into now is a different thing. Yeah.
I'm just curious. When you have the expression, say, in the Rambam and the Gemara, Ve'eno kore ela ve'iv ve'kinos ve'dvarm harayim shavir miyo, is that specific? But let's say the klolos in the Torah, tochacha.
No, can't do that. Absolutely specific. The only thing they add, the Shulchan Aruch adds, the reason why is because the klolos wouldn't fit in. Because the klolos didn't happen. See, it's not the sad thing. In other words, let's take a point of Ben Tom's last shot. According to the Shad Leitz Gnusa, it means because studying this is the realization of Hishlach Mishamayim Eretz Yisrael. We are far, far worse, thrown away. So that's a horrible feeling. So the klolos is not. The klolos is this. It's just its theoretics. It's not the area. Everything in Chamisha Chumshe Torah is not the event yet. Okay? But the kinos and the Bama Run Shabim Yoz, those are the events that occur. Theoretically is not enough. It has to actually be factual. Okay?
If you know, what about someone, let's say, Cheta Ego?
No. But what is Cheta Ego? It was Kapara. There was Zichem Mechila, we need Kapara. And what's got to do with us today?
Well, as far as like it relates to the Meraglim.
That's something else. It's tied into the theme of the day, but the matir is not Cheta Ego. The matir is the theme of the day, which culminates in Hishlach Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. Culminates in that, yes. Agav Orchi, you have to bring it in. That's something else. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, thanks. Rabbi, why Eo? Why Eo?
Yeah.
Rabbi, why Eov?
Eov is a separate thing. Eov is a separate. Eov is a good question. Good question. According to which sheet are you asking me? Good question. According to which sheet?
Eov, according to the Rambam. Or actually, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even. Now, if it's not related to the Ma'ora, so why then should it be Asur? Or why should it be Mutar?
I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Yalduso or the Zeduso?
It seems to be Yalduso.
The Yalduso.
If it's not related to the Ma'ora, so why should it be Mutar?
That's right. That's a good question. Good question. I was thinking of a question, too. I'd have to think about it. I have to go to some floor. I'd be doing an injustice to answer it on the spot. It's a very good question.
We're thinking here it could be in terms of Schar Va'onesh, primarily the Onesh. Since what Eov saw was the Onesh. But yet it's not event related. It's just an individual Schar Va'onesh.
Yes. I would say, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about is along those lines. I think about it is that Eov is really the prototype of Onish. So it's really the universal of Onish. So everything how we relate to Onish is really found in Eov. So that's why Eov is mother. You understand what I mean? In other words, Eov is the generic prototype. That's why that's mother. Everything fits into it. But it does deserve more elaboration.
I was thinking it could be that you study Eov, it's not going to produce Kirov Lamakom necessarily. As a matter of fact, it reinforces a distance that exists because the realm of Tzar V'Onesh is so beyond us.
That would be the list of Antam Leitzik Nusa.
Right, Basic Nusa.
According to the Rambam, it's not so much of a problem. Because according to the Rambam, it's just that you cannot have in the Ummah
that they're engaged in the Pikudei Hashem that are Masam Chelev. But even a different kind of engagement. It's an engaging in the realm of Schar Ba'onish, a different subject matter. Okay? So it's not attached to the Sasri. Not attached to the Sasri, to the Avelis of the Tamakah. But it's a good question. It's a good question. Okay. What I wanted to take up now... What I wanted to take up now is... The Rambam made it clear, and I don't think anybody can argue that the Rambam made it clear that the Talmud Chacham and the Hamonim are not on the same plane when it comes to Avelis. And that I don't think anybody disagrees with. Rabbeinu Tam Olim Shem. Well, what I'd like to show is, you see, when I say about the Churban HaBayis, that a person cannot appreciate Churban HaBayis unless it's a Talmud Chacham, obviously it means that there is not that the person that's not a Talmud Chacham is lacking certain facts or even certain knowledge that could be transferred. If that were the case, then you have a program where before Tisha B'Av you can give a course in Churban HaBayis and everybody's going to be included. Not that simple. It's more than that. And I would like to just show you one aspect of what it means to understand Churban HaBayis and why it's not something which is just a matter of taking certain material of knowledge and just transferring it. That can't be done. Yes. You have a parsha in the Torah that we learned rather recently, Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach. Okay. And in Parshas Korach, you have an interesting debate. Okay? I think a lot of people don't really go in deeply enough into Korach's argument. But it seems to me that Korach's arguments were extremely powerful. Now, most people are familiar with the Chazal, you know, with the Chazal about the Tzitzis and the Sfar. But it really goes much deeper than that. And if you take a look, there's one medrash there that is almost unintelligible. And that's the medrash on the pasuk in Korach to Zion, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Zos asu kulachem machtos." So Rashi quotes Chazal, "Maro lomalem kach, amalem bedakei akum yeshni musim harbe v'komram harbe, v'kulam niskapsim bebayis echad. Onu ein lanu elo Hashem echad, Aron echad, Torah achas, Mizbeach echad, Kohen Gadol echad, v'atem reishnu nish mevachim kuhuna gedola." Okay, fine. Yes, sorry. That was the test. But the beginning of the Rashi, the first part doesn't seem to make any sense, because it would seem that most all of them could also say the same thing. Yeah, they have one religion, they have one leader, they also have one system. Well, why is our system any different than theirs in this regard? Why are we different? The answer is just one second.